identified buyers. How does that differ than the buys on the activation and mobilization?
Well, notified is notification. Okay, so that's the first step in the sequence. So notified by, but who activated you and who mobilized you? So notified, well, Bob sent out an email. But I was activated and told to report to the resource net.
So these are kind of out of order.
Yeah, they're a little bit out of order. It seemed to me like you're right. I think they ought to be, and I found that very confusing when we went through the class.
And then on the method, like for Saturday, we're going to be on frequency. Would we check two-way, which I presume is two-way radio, but then there's also another box for radio. And then, the channel frequency, that'd be,
I'm thinking phone, email, two-way, what is the cell phone that you can talk between units? Sprint has, I think it's Sprint, has a phone, and if you have this phone, you can talk between, companies use that. It's sort of like an intercom. Okay, I think that's what two-way means versus radio, which would be, specific channel and frequency. Okay, moving on. So we looked at the first section. Whoops. The way these slides are organized, slide 22 talks about section A, and then he gives an example circled in red of the section he just talked about. Personally, I would reverse the slides in the sequence. So section B is the incident information. The name of the incident, the number. Now, what about incident numbers? Okay, Charlie sent me this list of all the incidents for the month of October. All of the incidents, I can't put it up on the screen, but just write down, for example, the set exercise for Saturday. Okay, is us.ca-7an. Oh, you got it. Well, that's for okay.
This is for tonight.
Okay. Okay. Let's use this. Okay, for tonight. Okay, for tonight, for the socket refresher 044A. I'll put it up. You can probably see it better. I'll just hold it. Hold it up. Like so. Okay. Okay, CA. Everything having to do with California. 7 a.m. The 7 a.m. has to do that. I don't know where the 7 comes from, but the 7 a.m. means mission vehicle races.
We're registered with the VCM. That's our registration.
Yeah. I didn't take time to research what the difference is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Like what? Laguna Niguel is 7AI.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I had that. 7AI is Laguna Niguel, and 7AJ?
Yeah.
AJ, 7AJ is Tri-Cities. 7AA is Orange County. The operational area. Okay. And then a unique number that identifies each particular incident.
Oh, year, month, day. And then numerically, every time there's an incident, it increases by one. So this is the third incident in this month.
So 10-03.
It's not a date.
Oh, okay.
So then is the set on Saturday 12-10 of the work month?
goes six.
Okay, so actually, so for Saturday it's 12:10:04.
Saturday is 12:10:04 because Saturday is the next event after tonight. Tonight's the third event. Saturday would be the fourth.
Yeah, right. It's a sequential number.
Yeah, that's the.
It's not a date. That's right. Charlie said it's not a date.
Yeah.
So it's a sequential one-up number for incidents.
South County, and there's three or four.
Okay.
In the north.
So so that's what we mean by the. I lost my place here. That's what we mean by the incident number. The P code is position code. We really haven't talked about that. We haven't finalized those. The mobilization code is your authorization to actually move, as we already talked about.
And that will be given.
And that will be given to you via the resource net.
Resource net or travel net?
Resource. Okay, if you're traveling, you already got authorization to move. So during the resource net, if you remember on the resource, on the restat report, there is a column for the M codes.
And P codes.
And the P codes. Okay, so it's basically, okay, you're authorized to fulfill this role, you're going to the EOC. Okay, or you're going to the position field. Okay, we could if we had a big enough organization, we might do that. That's an idea. Maybe I'll do that. Actually, I'm going to have everybody go to the EOC first on Saturday. So, but anyway, and then the M code is your mobilization code, and I will issue the number. Okay. I think we've talked about that. Location, okay, where are you supposed to go? Be sure you get that. Map reference, that'd be awfully nice. Thomas Brothers map. Key question, who you report to? Now, Wayne talked about, in fact, for the Plaza de La Paz exercise, the original incident action plan that he put together, before there were some cancellations in people, he had arranged to have several staging areas for that exercise, if I remember correctly. And the idea was to have the people that volunteered for that exercise to report to a particular staging area and person. So that item number five. Now what happened in that case was that the people didn't show. So all of a sudden he had to switch things around and had one stationary.
But will we get that information from travel net will transfer us off to a staging net. And it will staging net then split us off if we're going to split off?
Yeah. Well, number one, I think as I said in the email about the exercise, there will be no staging net. We just don't have the bodies to do that. I'm going to have the resource net. I'm going to run the resource net for the entire duration, okay? Because I'm going to be moving people. The exercise is going to be 3 40-minute shifts, just like before. And when we do a shift change, you'll get your assignment, your next assignment, via the resource net. That's the way it's going to work. We won't use a travel net because, again, I don't have enough people to do it. We're going to do a resource net to get people to the city hall. We're going to use a travel net to get people to the city hall. Okay, so we're at resource net to find out who really is available on Saturday. A travel net to get them there, just like we normally do. Okay, once everybody is there, we'll have a field incident action plan briefing. Okay, Charlie will do this because he's the incident commander. And as management, he's most interested in safety. He'll do the safety part. I'll do the techie part. But we'll have a briefing. Okay, and then from the resource net, which is probably going to initially, the initial assignments will be verbal because we'll all be in EOC. Okay, the initial assignments I'll give you verbally. And then at the 40-minute mark, we'll have there'll be a message go out for a shift change. Okay, at that point, we're going to have people outside and inside, and so it'll be a combination of getting the word out of where you go next. And it'll be interesting to see how well this works. So, but remember they said that in an incident it's chaotic. It may end up being that way. Oh, moving on. Section C. Okay, we talked about up on the screen on slide 25 is the visual of what we just talked about. Now we're talking about section C is assignment information. Functional assignment of what is the function you're going to fulfill. Function would be, Charlie's going to be a ZR11. Wait a minute, in this case, Charlie's not going to be the incident commander. You will be for the briefing, but then you're going to participate as one of the worker bees.
Okay.
And he'll be a ZR2R for the EOC. And he'll be a ZR2F if he goes out in the field. Okay. And I will be whatever I am.
5Q.
I don't know. Actually, yeah, training. I guess that's training. Okay. What would be your tactical call as you're assigned? Now, tactical calls will change at shift change. Okay. The tactical ID. I'm not quite sure the difference between tactical identifier according to the slide is call sign. So tactical assignment would be your field ops or your EOC. Tactical ID, your call sign.
Is that the tactical call sign or our ham radio license call sign?
I think it's a tactical call. It's tactical. So it has to be, for example, for the EOC, we're going to have EOC 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Saturday. Those are the tactical call sign. Those are the tactical identifiers for the five positions we got to fill within the EOC. Okay. Then we're going to have field ops. 1, 2, up to 9. Because the way it's working out, I think we can have 3 field ops per shift, and we got 3 shifts. And I'm using different tacticals for every one. So.
But we also have to use our own call signs with the tactical call.
Yeah, every 10 minutes. From an FCC viewpoint, you have to use it. But I would suggest, like when the hospital group has their incidents and you go to the hospitals, it's strictly tactical call except for FCC every 10 minutes. Because we got to comply with FCC. Special info, whatever that is, other details. Okay, moving on to section D. Okay, this is where we get all the information as far as the resource nets, the travel nets, and if we have one, a staging net. I personally think, well, as it changes, you log it in here on this form, but you're going to be given, and I think this is the way it's supposed to work, you're going to be given that information as part of the incident action plan up front. So it seems